Everyone likes to put down the Catholic Church until they have a demon. Then somehow everyone realizes that the people you want to call to get rid of the demon are the Catholics. The Catholic priest is the one who has the tools to get the job done. This isn't just among Christians, the Protestants and evangelicals. It is known around the world that if you have a problem with these troublesome spirits, the place you want to go to get rid of them is a Catholic church. Whether it's the Jews, the Buddhists, Muslims, even Hindus. Every religion has their own exorcists, who have a certain amount of success. But when they get to the big guys, the demons at the top of the hierarchy, or the really serious cases of possession, it is well known throughout all cultures that you call the Catholic Church. Protestants often criticize the Catholic Church for its use of vestments, sacramentals, intercessory prayer with the saints, especially Mary. Yet when a possessed person comes to them for help, very often they will refer them to the Catholic Church, not realizing that those very things are part of the reason why the Catholic Church is so successful. Holy water, relics, and prayers to the saints weaken the demons' resolve, making it easier to drive them out. Communion hosts consecrated at the Catholic Mass are very effective against them, while Protestant communion bread does nothing, and prayers to the Virgin Mary are very powerful. But the reality is, when a priest has permission from his bishop to perform the exorcism, the demon must obey the priest. Christ gave this authority to the apostles, Matthew 10, verse 1, and he called to him his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out. That authority has passed down generation after generation through the bishops of the Catholic and Orthodox churches, who are the successors of the apostles. The Protestant churches simply don't have this authority. Even the ones who have people they call bishop, they are not real bishops. And if the Protestant churches do have the same authority as the Catholic Church, then why do they routinely refer demoniacs to the Catholic Church rather than exorcising them themselves? It's never the Catholic Church saying, "This is too much for us, we'd better get the Protestants involved." It's always the other way around. Some will point out that the Bible gives examples of people casting out demons who were not apostles, such as the 72 who returned saying in Luke 10:17, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." And Luke 9:49, John answered, "Master, we saw a man casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he does not follow with us. But Jesus said to him, 'Do not forbid him, for he that is not against you is for you.'" Like I said, even non-Christian cultures have limited success. As far as non-Catholic Christians having success driving out demons, it's not because they have this authority. The demons are obeying the name of Jesus, not them. Exorcists tell us that Protestants have about a 30 to 40% success rate, mainly due to the fact that the lower level demons are driven out by the name of Jesus. But we know some demons are harder to cast out than others. Mark 9:28 and 29. "And when he had entered the house, his disciples asked him privately, 'Why could we not cast it out?' And he said to them, 'This kind cannot be cast out by anything but prayer and fasting.'" The higher level demons and more serious cases of possession usually require the apostolic authority that can only be found in the Catholic and Orthodox churches. And those who do not have that authority and try to cast out demons are sometimes shown violently that they do not have this authority over the demon, just like the sons of Sceva in Acts chapter 19, who commanded the demon in Jesus' name, whom Paul serves. But the evil spirit answered them, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" And the man in whom the evil spirit was in leaped on them, mastered all of them, and overpowered them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. Yes, this has happened to evangelicals who tried to cast out demons. They've been beaten while the demon screams, "You have no authority over me." This does not happen with a Catholic priest who has permission from the bishop to do the exorcism. As long as everyone does what they're supposed to do, the person will eventually be liberated under those conditions, regardless of how serious the possession is or how high up on the hierarchy the demons are, even when it's Satan himself. It's actually a very controlled situation, and it's the Catholic priest who is in control. Exorcists tell us that the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary is very powerful, that the demons are scared of her. And when the prayer team or the exorcists start praying to her, the demons protest, saying things like, "Don't bring her into this." In fact, when a person is finally liberated, it is very often his mother Jesus sends to kick out the demons. The liberated person will say, "The Virgin Mary came and told them to leave, and they left," if they're a Catholic or a Christian. But even if they're not and have no cultural reference to Mary, they will say, "A beautiful woman came in and told them to leave, and they left." When asked to describe the woman, they will describe a known image of Our Lady, even though they've never seen it or know who she is. And when the demons are on the ropes and they have to tell the truth, they admit that Catholicism is the true religion. You might say, "Well, demons are liars." Yes, this is true. But when they are defeated and commanded in the name of Jesus to tell the truth, they have to tell the truth. Yes, exorcism proves Catholicism. I mean, what is someone going to say if they want to say that Catholicism or Christianity is not real and God doesn't exist? Are they going to say these people aren't really possessed, they are mentally ill? Well, I'm sorry, but mental illness does not give someone the ability to levitate. And by the way, exorcisms are not done in the person's home. They are done in the sanctuary or in the church or the priest's office. So there's no opportunity for someone to rig up wires to fool the exorcist. But not only that, mental illness does not give a person the ability to speak languages they could have never learned, or know what I have in my pocket, or what I ate for breakfast today, or what I did when I was 5 years old. Are they going to say that there's some kind of scientific explanation that we just don't know of yet? Similar to if a person went back in time with a car 1,000 years ago, the people would think it's magic. It's not really metaphysical, it's scientific, they just not have figured it out yet. Or you could say there's some kind of collective consciousness that people can tap into and get this knowledge, and we just don't fully understand it yet. The problem with that is that it doesn't explain how it is Catholicism that ultimately works on demons, not Hinduism or Buddhism or even Protestant Christianity. And as I said earlier, it's known throughout the world in all cultures, and especially among the Protestants, that if you have these demons, you call the Catholics. They're the ones who know how to deal with it. And all this overtly Catholic stuff is what works on the demons. Holy water, relics, prayers to saints. And again, not these other religions. And then there's the familiarity. Priests will run into the same guys over and over again. They'll know it's them by the way they act, the way they talk. The demons will refer to previous cases they've had with them, or other cases they actively have dealing with them. Or someone might come off the street and come up to them and start talking and identify themselves as that demon, making references to these other cases. And then there's the confirmation, the fact that they say, "We're angels that fell from heaven and we serve Satan." Or are you going to say these priests are lying? I don't think so. Some Christians will say, "Well, it's because the Catholic Church itself is in league with the devil." But Jesus put a stop to that claim when the Pharisees accused him of being able to cast out demons by the power of Beelzebub. Christ said in reply, Matthew 12:25, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and every city or household divided against itself will not stand. If Satan drives out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then can his kingdom stand?" So instead of coming up with ridiculous excuses because we don't like the implications, why don't we just use Occam's razor and say the simplest explanation is the correct one, and the devil is real, exorcism is real, and it's the Catholic Church that can take care of it. Lucifer, the fallen angel, now known as Satan, is the archenemy of God and Jesus Christ. His mission is to bring as many souls as possible away from God and his salvation, so he and his demons can torture them in hell for all eternity. He is the adversary of the entire human race, and he and his demons hate all of us. Unfortunately, some people have fallen for his tricks to the point they actually worship him. This is known as Satanism. Now, the conventional wisdom says that there are some Satanists who believe in God and the devil, and then there are Satanists who do not believe in God or the devil. They are atheists, and their involvement in Satanism is strictly for rebellious purposes, or at least that's what they tell us. But quite frankly, I don't buy that. Satan is the father of lies, so why should his followers be considered truthful? No servant is above their master, and since their master was, as Jesus put it, a liar and a murderer from the beginning, so are they. If you don't believe in it, why would you be so dedicated to it, even to the point of being ostracized by society? Not to mention that all the Satanists tell us that there are people in prominent positions in our society that are involved in Satanism that we don't know about, because if they were found out, they would lose those positions. Okay, so why would you risk your livelihood and the well-being of your family for something you don't really believe in? Just to be profound? So you can privately enjoy the irony of it all? I don't think so. Actions speak louder than words, and the actions of these Satanists prove Catholicism. It's the Catholic Church they are always attacking. Satan is the ape of Christ. An ape mimics what humans do, but in mirror image. So satanic worship is going to be a mirror image or a mockery of the true Christian worship. And what do Satanists do? Do they have a mock Protestant service? Do they imitate the Baptist or Methodist or Pentecostal worship service? Is their worship performed by a high pastor or high preacher? No. They mock, mimic, and imitate Catholic worship. It's called a black mass, performed by a high priest. According to Wikipedia, a black mass is a ceremony typically celebrated by various satanic groups. It has allegedly existed for centuries in different forms and is directly based on and is intentionally a sacrilegious and blasphemous mockery of a Catholic mass. Satanic groups try desperately to get their hands on a host, communion bread, consecrated at the Catholic Mass. They will have their members go to the Mass and try to steal it in the communion line. They break into our churches, sometimes ripping the tabernacles off the wall. They'll even pay money to anyone who will give them one. Why? Why aren't they breaking into the Protestant churches to steal their communion bread? Or why not just go to a Christian bookstore and buy a bag full of them for $30? I mean, let's face it, we all use the same communion wafers. Why pay hundreds of dollars for one of these communion hosts consecrated at a Catholic Mass when they can buy a whole bag full for $30 or $40? Because they know that a host consecrated at a Catholic Mass is the real thing, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, and they want to desecrate it at their Mass. And some of them have satanic gifts and can tell if a host has been consecrated or not. A satanic group held a mock ritual a few years ago on August 15th, the Feast of the Assumption of Mary, in order to entrap the Virgin Mary, essentially undo the Assumption. Among other things, they smashed and desecrated a statue of the Virgin Mary. Dester Adam Daniels, a leader of the group, said of the ritual, "You're basically going to have three rituals going on at the same time. We're trying to show people how chaotic we are in nature and how chaotic our religion is. It's all based on chaos." He claims the practice draws from the occult, Zoroastrianism, Tantra, and Hinduism. He also said, "We're not doing anything against the law. Against canon law, sure. But United States law, no. This was an overt offense against Catholicism, no other religion, or Christian denomination. Notice they use elements of these other religions in order to attack the very Catholic belief about Mary. Why? Because all the gods of the Gentiles are demons. These are their guys." Notice he said they would be breaking the code of canon law. That is the law that governs the Catholic Church. He doesn't care about breaking the laws that govern the Baptist Church or the bylaws of the Methodist Church, just the Catholic Church. That's their focus. So if those who serve the devil only attack the Catholic Church, and the Catholic Church is the one that can get rid of demons, what does that tell you? It should tell you that the Roman Catholic Church is the real deal, that it and it alone is the one true church established by Christ, because it has real authority. Until my next video, God bless.